Hi everyone, happy Saturday. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter.
And I'm Pauline. Are you happy it's the weekend?
I am. I love the weekends. I get to relax, spend time with friends and family. Oh, and we get to review.
It's great. We had lots of fun here at LT Studios this week.
Well, friends, do you remember what happened? Well, don't worry. Let's watch all those lessons again together. Then we'll have some questions for you.
Hi, Tina. What are you smiling about?
My cousin has a new baby boy. Here's his picture.
He's so tiny. How old is he?
He is 2 weeks old.
What's his name?
His name is Adam.
That's a nice name.
My aunt and uncle are very happy. Adam is my uncle's middle name.
Hi, James. What are you doing?
Hi, Taylor. I'm texting my brother. His daughter's birthday is today.
So today is your niece's birthday?
That's right. His son's birthday is today, too.
Today is your nephew's birthday, too?
That's right.
How is that possible?
Because they're twins.
Oh, of course.
Where was Adam born?
In Seattle. My cousin and her husband live there.
Will you go and see the baby?
Yes, I plan to visit next month. My parents are there now.
Is Adam your aunt and uncle's first grandson?
No, he is their third grandson. They have two granddaughters, too.
They are lucky grandparents.
They are busy grandparents.
How many brothers do you have?
I have two. I have one older brother and one younger brother. My older brother has the twins.
How old are they?
They're 4 years old.
Did you send them a birthday present?
Of course. I sent my brother some money. He is going to buy them bicycles.
What a nice present!
James, I have ransomware on my computer.
That's terrible. Where did it come from?
Maybe there was a virus in my email.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Do you know how to fix it?
I do, but fixing it is a real headache.
Well, I have to do something. I need my computer for work. Tina, I'm so sorry about your computer.
Me too. I'm so mad. I talked to James. My computer won't be easy to fix.
That's the trouble with ransomware. If you want your computer files back, you will have to pay money.
That's not fair.
I know. And you still might not get your files back.
Did you hear about Tina's computer?
Yes, everyone is discussing it. Now I'm worried about my computer.
Well, you can protect yourself. You just have to be diligent. You need to back up your computer and don't open strange email attachments.
I feel so bad for Tina. Should we help her pay to get her files back?
No. She could pay and still not get her files.
Taylor, do you think that Tina will pay to get her files back?
I hope not. No one should pay dishonest people.
Well, it is horrible that people try to get money like this.
I know. Her files and pictures are important.
Yes, she had so many good pictures.
I know, but if she pays, then they will just make more ransomware.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hazel. Welcome to eReport. I'm so glad you joined us today. I'm going to go see a special friend. Would you like to come with me? Great! Let's go! This is my new friend. His name is Wizard, and he's a horse. But not just any horse, he's very special. He does some amazing things when riders ride him. He's a show horse. So amazing! And guess what? He likes carrots. A lot.
Horses are beautiful, strong animals. There are more than 250 different types of horses, both large and small. Horses are amazing. They are able to travel long distances carrying a rider and carry or pull heavy loads. This is why for thousands of years, people have used horses for travel and to help do hard work. Hundreds of years ago, you could see horses in cities and in the countryside. Today, we don't see many horses in our everyday lives, but some people still own horses and ride them for fun or for special occasions.
I really like horses. I used to have horses growing up. One of my favorite horses was named Sugar Bear, and I used to take her out riding on the weekends. It was a lot of fun. Horses are amazing animals. They're so strong, but they're very gentle. But you need to be careful around horses. You need to move slowly and speak quietly. They can weigh up to 450 kilograms, so they're very heavy. And if you scare them, they can move around wildly, and you could get hurt. So be very careful. Don't move wildly yourself. Keep your voice low and let the horse know where you are. You don't want a horse to step on your foot accidentally. It really hurts. I know. I have experience.
When you are around a horse, you must be careful how you walk up to a horse. Approach it at the left shoulder, making sure it can see you. A horse's eyes are on the sides of its head. If you come to its head, it may be scared because it can't see you clearly. Horses can't clearly see anything in front of their head less than 4 feet away. Never stand or approach a horse from behind. The horse can't see you and may kick because it's scared. If you get kicked by a horse, then you will probably need a doctor very soon. And as you get close to a horse, always speak to it. Then it knows you are coming close to it and won't be scared.
And now I have another friend I want you to meet. This is Joe. Joe, can you tell everyone what you do?
Of course. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe. I'm a riding instructor. So I teach people how to ride and I train horses. I also spend a lot of time taking care of horses, make sure they are healthy and strong.
That's amazing. So, will we get to ride horses today?
Of course. Let's get our friend Wizard ready.
Great! Lead the way.
Most horses these days live in a stable. This is where the horse can eat and rest.
Hi, Hazel.
Hey.
I need to go prepare Wizard for
Great.
Us to ride. So in the meanwhile, why don't you clean some stables?
Oh.
You know how to do it, right?
I know just what to do.
When it is time to take the horse out for a ride, the trainer will lead the horse out of the stable and then secure him in a stall. Once the horse is secure, the first thing to do is to clean its feet and shoes. The trainer does this because if a horse has a rock in its shoe or in its feet, it can hurt and make it feel uncomfortable. Next, the trainer will brush the horse. This is important because you don't want any dust or dirt on the horse, because when the saddle is on its back, the dirt and dust can rub the horse's skin and make it uncomfortable. Also, it just feels better to ride a clean horse. When the horse is clean, it's now time to put on the saddle. The rider sits on the saddle when he or she is riding the horse. To protect the horse, trainers put a blanket on the horse first before they put on the saddle. This will keep the saddle from rubbing and hurting the horse. To make sure the rider is safe while riding, it is important to make sure that the saddle is put on securely, but not too tight. We don't want to hurt the horse.
So Wizard is ready to ride. Do you still remember how to mount a horse?
I think so. I stand beside the horse and I put my left foot in the stirrup. Then I use both hands and pull myself up. I swing my leg over and I sit down gently, not too hard.
That's right. Now remember, you want to sit up nice and tall, yeah? And keep your weight well balanced.
So I don't lean too far to the right or too far to the left.
Okay, so now you have to hold the reins with two hands, yeah? The reins is what you will use to control the horse.
I remember, don't hold the reins too loose or too tight. I want to have good contact with the horse's mouth.
Do you still remember how to make the horse go?
Maybe, but why don't you remind me?
To make him go, you just need to tighten your heels a little bit and let him go.
Okay.
Okay, don't be nervous. Ride in a circle, please.
All right. How do you make him stop?
Okay, to stop, you just need to pull both reins firmly. When he stops, you stop pulling.
Okay. This is fun.
Okay, Hazel, so why don't you let me show you how to ride?
Okay. Well, everyone, I hope you had a good time today. I sure did. Thanks so much, Joe.
You are very welcome. You can come anytime you want.
That's great. Well, remember, horses are amazing animals. And if you want them to respect you, you need to respect them too. It's like the golden rule. Treat others like you want to be treated yourself. Well, everyone, that's all we have for today. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time on E-Report.
Hey, Hazel, I think someone might need a shower.
Yeah.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? Now let's review with a few questions.
All right, here's a question for you, Peter. On Monday, we talked about family. Someone in Tina's family had a baby. Who had the baby?
Tina's cousin. She had a baby boy.
That's right, and my sister had a baby boy this year, too. His name is Jimmy. I am his aunt. So he is my what?
Ooh, that's a good question. He is your nephew, of course.
You got it. James also has a nephew. Actually, he has a nephew and a niece. They were born on the same day. How is that possible, Peter?
Well, that's easy. It's possible because they are twins.
Very good. We also talked about technology this week. Poor Tina has a big problem with her computer. What is the problem, Peter?
Yeah, she has ransomware on her computer. That is a big headache. It won't be easy to fix.
Yeah, it's not fun. But we did talk about something fun on eReport this week. What was it?
We talked about horses and horseback riding. I liked that one.
Me too. But we can't talk about that anymore because it's time for a short break. Don't go away, friends. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back, friends. Thanks for practicing your English with us on your weekend. You guys are great.
Yes, it really does help to review your English with us and practice during the week. But let's keep going. We still have those fun features to watch. Let's watch them together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and to get some answers. Today, we're talking about paying for things. Please help me welcome Ms. Payment to the show.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Pay. Now, Pay, you work at a bank, right?
Yes. I help save people money and spend their money.
Well, great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Amelia Taguchi of Roland Heights, California. Amelia writes, I am in the fifth grade. My teacher gave us some homework. He asked us to think of five ways that people can pay for things. I can only think of two. Pay with cash and pay with credit card. What are some other ways?
That's a great question, Amelia. Let me help you answer it.
Thanks, Pay. We appreciate it.
So, Amelia, you are right. Two of the most popular ways to pay for things is with cash or with a credit card.
When you pay with cash, you use paper money or coins.
Right. When you pay with a credit card, you use a card from a bank. The bank will keep a record of the money you spent and will send you a bill later.
Yes. So what are some other ways to pay for things?
Well, another way is to pay with a debit card.
What's the difference between a credit card and a debit card?
When you use a credit card, you are borrowing money from a bank. When you use a debit card, the money comes out of your bank account.
I understand. So how else can people pay for something?
Well, in many countries, people write checks to pay for things.
Can you explain how checks work?
Sure. Banks give their customers a book of checks. When someone wants to pay for something, they write a check. They put the amount of money they need on the check and sign their name. Then they give it to someone to pay for something.
Okay, we have four ways. Is there one other way people can pay for things?
Yes, people can now pay for things with their computers or smartphones.
How does that work?
People enter their information into an app or a website. When it's time to pay for something, the money will be electronically transferred from one account to another.
I see. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oh, I can't think of a super sentence. Melvin?
What's up?
What are you studying?
History, and I love it. Did you know that people used to use feathers for writing?
People used to use feathers for writing?
Or that people used to use typewriters for writing papers.
People used to use typewriters for writing papers. That's great. That's excellent. That's super.
Gentlemen, this is a library. Quiet down, please.
Miss LaRue, I've got it.
You've got what?
The super sentence for today. People used to use something for something else.
Well, people used to use chairs for sitting, not standing.
People used to use chairs for sitting. That was a super sentence.
I have one. People used to use CDs for listening to music.
People used to use CDs for listening to music. Wait, I still do.
Goodness, people used to use my library for studying quietly. Now it's used for shouting super sentences.
Yes. Yes, people used to use my library for studying quietly. Miss LaRue, get a chair and come up here and say that again. That was a super sentence.
I am not going to stand on a chair.
Come on, Miss LaRue. We are the only ones in the library today.
We're not bothering anyone. Now come up here and say that super sentence again.
All right. People used to use my library for studying quietly.
But now it's used for shouting super sentences. Woohoo! Say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Hey, Pauline, what are you smiling at?
Those great features. They're so much fun to watch. Oh, hey, and you just used a calendar phrase.
Oh, yes, I did. Those features are fun to watch, but it's even better to practice using what they teach.
Good point. Friends, we hope this review helped you. Now go out and try using some English this weekend. We'll be back next week with lots more to learn. See you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.